Now, do you have a relative who recites wacky articles they found on Facebook? While it might be easier to spot misinformation in this situation, fake news is becoming harder and harder to identify. Advancements in automation, known as bots, and AI-based technology are blurring the lines between fact and fiction. It's even believed that the spread of misinformation has influenced worldwide events such as elections. Today, we are speaking to Dr. Cameron Edmund from the University of New South Wales to learn more about how fake news spreads and the importance of digital literacy. Good morning, Edmund. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, there might be a bit of confusion. What exactly is a bot, and how would you explain it?
Okay, so a bot is really basically any automation online would probably be called a bot, something like a small script that creates or posts or retweets on Twitter would be a bot, something with a little bit of agency. Okay. That's generally what we mean when we talk about bots. But the term is getting thrown around more and more just to refer to kind of anyone online that seems a bit dodgy.
Yeah, it's a bit of a slang now.
Yeah, yeah, which has sort of maybe derailed the conversation a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you hop on Twitter and you see a debate going on and the person with kind of the unfavorable opinion, as unfavorable as it might be, is a person posting, and people are very quick to call them out as bots or call them out as automations for sort of spreading its info.
And how does AI technology add to the believability of fake news, if you can call it believability?
Yeah, sure. So there is a lot of debate at the moment about how much AI is being used with these bots. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think technically, you know, if it's an algorithm, if it's running automatically, you could probably call it an AI without too much trouble. But things like machine learning, you know, deep learning, these bigger, broader kind of, bigger, more intense computer science concepts aren't necessarily being employed at the moment. Mm. But the way that these bots work currently is generally they will just post something a little bit out there, something a bit wrong, maybe they'll just drop kind of some uncertainty into the mix. And then the way they really work is people start retweeting that.
Right.
So the bots themselves are more interested, or the people that make the bots, I should say, aren't so much interested in creating all of the news, although they sometimes will create fake news articles and get their bots to tweet them out. But really they just want to rile people up and get people arguing with one another. So it's about creating distrust and derailing conversation.
Now, we said before about seeing a relative popping on a wacky article. There's definitely some things posted online where we can say, oh, that doesn't look quite right. But it's getting harder and harder to be able to identify what's a bot, what's a real person, what's fake news, what is real news. How do you think we should be identifying or putting together something where we can say, is this reliable?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's the real question, isn't it? And there's lots of interesting ways people are trying to solve that. I was just reading this morning about how Facebook and such are trying to roll out their own algorithms or their own AIs to combat bots, so to automatically detect and find bot posts and accounts and take them down. And Twitter's been trying that for a while too, with some mixed results. Because basically some of the bots will slip through the cracks because the designers will find a way to kind of fool the algorithm, and real people posting might get caught in the crossfire.
Hmm.
But what we can do just as people consuming news online is we really just need to be really following the source. If you have a look at a lot of these accounts that at least seem to be bot accounts, or if not bots, at least paid trolls, you have a look at their accounts online, they're often posting from the same news source all the time that might itself...
Oh, that's a good red flag.
Yeah, and that news source might, you know, be a weird website like, you know, thetruthnews.com. Like, sometimes they're really that obvious.
Yeah, but not always.
Not always. No, absolutely not. Not always. You know, we shouldn't rest on our laurels too much. The other thing being that the accounts generally all follow a very specific narrative. If you look at some of the accounts posting this stuff, they'll often be really speaking to a rhetoric. And I'm going to use the example of sort of the more right-wing leaning bots, although I'm sure there are bots on all sides, but those are the ones that I'm more familiar with.
Okay.
And they tend to have, you know, a narrative of, I'm sick of lefties telling me what to do, or I'm sick of millennials telling me what to do in kind of their bio. And then all of their posts, everything they're retweeting, it's all around this one narrative, be it ask an emergency, or, you know, be it about Brexit, or whatever it might be about. And most real accounts don't do that, right?
Yeah, even they have more than one purpose.
Exactly. Even when we're trying to build a brand on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, we're still posting lots of stuff because we're human. Mm.
Before you go, because I do have to round it up, but what attitudes and practices do you think need to be changed to improve our digital literacy and combat this fake news?
I think what we need to do is we need to be more interested in really finding the source and following the lead. If you see something that's concerning to you online, a news article or something, don't just take it at face value, and it doesn't have to be negative. Just follow the lead. Say, okay, I'm interested in this story. I'm going to find out more about it and follow that trail. And that's really the most important thing to do, I'd say. And also, don't retweet everything you see. Don't repost everything you see.
Have a little bit of research beforehand. Thank you. That's wonderful advice. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
That was Dr. Cameron Edmund from University of New South Wales speaking to us about the need for better digital literacy to avoid the spread of misinformation. Really interesting stuff there. And it's definitely not always easy to spot, but, you know, if you've got www.thetruth.com, then, you know, eyebrows might be raised. But great advice there.